I'm gonna get my drink on. I'm gonna hear me a sad song. My baby just left home. I didn't treat her right.
It's Bill Leff, it's Wendy Snyder, it's 720 WGN, and it's time to have a little history lesson. And I'd like to welcome in Professor Onesti, Ron Onesti, CEO and President of the Onesti Entertainment Corporation. Ron, how's it going with you?
It's so good to talk to you guys again. And let me just say something to preface all of this. You know, it's so nice to hear something so comforting as the voice of Orion Samuelson. Mm-hmm. He's like the Malto meal in the morning that we all grew up with. It's still happening. I mean, really, to hear his voice, it's such a familiar thing, you know?
And speaking of Malto meal and Orion, he provides the same amount of nutrients and vitamins and iron as Malto meal. Did you know that?
You know, he comes across as very maple-y to
yes,
me.
Yes, a little
so
bit maple-y.
I'm with you.
Yep, so true. Ron, congrats on the new place over by me in Evanston. How's business over there at Rockin' Ravioli?
Oh, you know what? Yeah, Rockin' Ravioli. You know, I combined my recipes and my music and put together Rockin' Ravioli. It's been very, very cool, but and people have been loving it. You know, another part of it is on the second floor, just like we do at the Arcata Theater. We've opened a 1920s themed speakeasy, of course, up there. It's you know, it's like a jazz club, but it's over 200 antiques. It's very, very cool. And the whole speakeasy concept actually really came forth because we were open in September 6, 1926, right in the middle of Prohibition over at the Arcata Theater. And as we were celebrating our 90th anniversary a couple years back, I wanted to do something to really underscore that whole feel of the 1920s. And that's why I opened up that speakeasy there. And it's been amazing. And as I'm doing some of my research of things, and I'm always looking for different angles from a marketing standpoint and decor standpoint, realized that today, January 16th, 1919, the Volstead Act was ratified and officially beginning Prohibition in America.
All right, so alcohol was legal, and then all of a sudden they just said, no, we can't. You can't manufacture it, you can't sell it, you can't imbibe it. That's what happened?
Well, it was actually continued to be manufactured. What they wanted to do is they wanted to control how it was being used from a medicinal standpoint and from other, you know, there are several uses for alcohol in the chemical world and just in different uses, household uses, that kind of thing. So they wanted to come up with a way to monitor and control that. And obviously they wanted to stop the drinking of alcohol. And so it was ratified on this day 100 years ago, but when you talk about Prohibition, they say it started in 1920. Well, that's when it went into effect. They waited a whole year. You know, it's not like they pass a law today and then tomorrow, you know, everything's illegal and let's go shut all the bars. So they let them operate for about another year or so until December of 1920, and that's when Prohibition officially went to effect, where it was illegal to drink and to manufacture alcohol without certain permits.
So what happened? Did all the bars close and then only these little speakeasies are where people could sneak underground and have a drink?
Yeah, I mean, that's basically what happened. I mean, a lot of the breweries tried to find other ways of utilizing their companies. A lot of them went under. You know, the official ones anyway went under. Some were making it for places out, you know, outside of, and that's why too they're trying to make some liquor to send across on the ships overseas, and that's why they wanted to monitor that. But some were just went to making soft drinks, some went to making other chemicals, some went to making root beer, that kind of thing. You know, that was being sold in many of the pharmacies at the time. You know, they started the soda fountains with Coca-Cola, obviously. So you know, that's basically what happened. They shut down the bars or the liquor aspect. I mean, you know, keep in mind the bars weren't as prevalent. I mean, it went from the late 1800s, the whole saloon thing.
Right.
But in the big cities, it was more about it was more about, you know, a restaurant bar kind of a thing. I mean, the local saloons, the local taverns, actually, we called them, what they were called back then, and still went all the way into the 1970s, the whole concept of taverns, you know, was what they were shutting down. And that's where a lot of those locals became these little restaurants, and they would, you know, offer liquor in a hidden situation. They would bring people down in their basements. They would bring people. Many of the taverns were an extensions of tavern owners' homes. You know, they had a little piece of their home, a garage, or they built on a small little addition to their home there that became a tavern. So they'd literally invite people back in their homes to imbibe. Oh. So it was a very underground situation, but that's when, you know, so many people. And, you know, it's interesting because if you look at the history, that things like martini shakers, for example, you know, if you're in the martini shaker manufacturing business, your biggest time in your company's career was during Prohibition. They were making more martini shakers at that time. So, you know, it just shows that there was over 100,000 speakeasies in Chicago. Think about that. 100,000.
Jeez.
Yeah, it was nuts.
That's like it's like Starbucks. So well, it's the same exact number of Starbucks. What was the mood in the country at the time, Ron? I mean, I saw what happened here a year ago when they put a soda pop tax into place. People went crazy. What was it like when people were told they can't have whiskey and beer anymore?
Well, you know what? Obviously, it was a big deal. President Woodrow Wilson actually vetoed the act at first, but the Congress and Senate, they overturned it, and so the people were obviously very, very much against it, and a lot of the mob was against it at first, believe it or not, because they were already making their end on things. You know, they're strong arming people and still making their end, but then they
figured out how to make more money because of it, right?
Well, then they realized, like, okay, now we become, you know, the liquor industry,
yeah.
And that went out of control. I mean, Al Capone was making $2 million a week, and that's in the 1920s.
Think of that.
Yeah,
that's pretty good money.
It was unbelievable.
Wow.
Well, you don't need $2 million to get the specials that are going on today as we celebrate the 100-year anniversary of the ratified 18th Amendment leading to the complete prohibition of intoxicating liquors in the country. But if you go to Club Arcata Speakeasy and Restaurant or Bourbon and Brass Speakeasy, one in St. Charles, one in Evanston, you can go to oshows.com. What kind of specials will we see as we celebrate this day in history?
Well, you know what? I've never been a real bourbon drinker, frankly, until I opened up these speakeasies and realized really just what a wonderful thing bourbon is, and how there's such a variety and such a range of flavors. And, you know, when all the liquor companies are coming in with their wares and trying to sell me on things, I learned a lot. So because of that, I bought a lot of different flavors of bourbons, whiskeys, and scotches, and even gins, which obviously was the beverage of choice back then, the bathtub gin. And we've got over 100 bourbons over in St. Charles, and over 60, almost actually, I think we're approaching 70 different ones in Evanston. So tonight we're doing half price on all our drinks. We've got some that are, you know, we've got one that's $800 a bottle, and we got, you know, some that are, you know, $20 a bottle. So you can taste different ones. It's all half price tonight in both places. And you know what? If you're somebody who really just enjoys drinking, you know, just somebody, you enjoy social drinking, you have your whole life after 21 years of age, of course, and it's something you share with your family, your wife or husband, today's a good day, 100 years to the day, to kind of do a quick shot, a toast to the concept of social drinking.
Love it. Ron, thank you so much. Check out his speakeasies, Club Arcata or Bourbon and Brass, and check out all the unbelievable rock and roll and other type of music acts that come through at the Arcata. Love what you're doing. Go to oshows.com. Ron, thank you so much.
You guys are my rock stars. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ron.
Thank you. He always makes me blush.
Yeah,
oshows.com.